Okay, so we're starting the very long sugya of Ihari Layavar. This is our first year on the topic. Again, this will take us to the end of the summer, whenever that is for different people. It's a very big sugya, a lot of juicy aspects to it. So with that, let's get started. As you'll see from the chorus already, that we're going to basically right now go through a big chunk of the Gemara, because in order to really understand well, any part of the sugya, you really have to have a broader understanding of the entire sugya. So we have, so we're going to have to basically read a lot of the Gemara right now. Hopefully, do it quickly. And those just to get that, get that down. We'll start analyzing. Okay, go for it. I'm starting with Amr Yochanan. Yeshua and Rishon ben Yotzara.
Amr Yochanan Rishon ben Yotzara. Nimnu v'gamru ba'aliyas beis nisev v'lud. Kol averot shebatorah im omrim la'adam avor bal yaharig yavor bal yaharig chutz me'avot kochavim begiloy rayas u'shvichos tamim.
Right. So, generally,
translate.
You can translate quickly if you want.
Yeah. So any mitzvah that in the Torah, if somebody forces you to do it or die, so you should do the avera as opposed to dying. However. You should rather die than do the other.
It's basically, we call them the big three, which, according to Moshitas, we'll see, not according to everybody, right? So, basically, according to Moshitas, you have one category of Harari Vayavor, or the Gimel of Eros Chamurus. Ah, we're about to challenge this.
But you shouldn't be over Voskuchavim. Tanya, Arabi Ishmael, Minayin Shim Amru Lola Adam Avora, Voskuchavim, Al Tehari, Minayin Shiyavo, Shiyavo, Gaal Yeharik, Tamad Lomar, Bechai Bahem, Volosh Yamas Bahem. So Arabi Ishmael wants to make a drasha from Bechai Bahem, Volosh Yamas Bahem, that you should even be over Voskuchavim. Or maybe it's even in public, Tamad Lomar, Volokafalu, as Shim Kochim, and Tashi. So
right now there's a kasha. You basically said there are big three, Harari Layavar, Kuntri Shmal. All you know is the Avodah Zarah at least is not Harari Layavar.
So maybe Avodah Zarah you should be allowed to do in Parhasiyah also, just like you could do it not Parhasiyah. No Talmud Lomar, we have another pasuk that tells us that you cannot do Avodah Zarah in Parhasiyah.
Okay, but the point, right, the question that we're just being posed is this is a stira to the consensus in the attic, in Lud, right? The consensus of quoted by Rav Yochanan is that the big three are subject. So there seems to be again said Tana. What are the answer?
What are the answer? They don't hold the Rav Yishmael. Into the Amor, Rabbi Eliezer.
Yeah.
So they hold the Rav Yishmael. The son of Rav Eliezer Omer. Vahata Vav Tos Hashem Lo Kechal B'Chol 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 Nafshecha B'Chol Me'odecha. Im Noma B'Chol Nafshecha. Lama Neamar B'Chol Me'odecha. So if it already says with all your life, why with all your money, or with all your soul, why does it say all your money? Im Noma B'Chol Me'odecha. Lama Neamar B'Chol Nafshecha. Im Yishecha Adam Shegufa Chaviv Olav V'Mono L'Chach Neamar B'Chol Nafshecha. V'im Yesh L'Chol Adam Shemono Chaviv Olav V'Gufa L'Chach Neamar B'Chol Me'odecha. So this comes to teach us that in order to not do something, it's not clear, but by context, it must be referring to a Avodah Zarah.
Exactly. Just give up all your life and your money.
Your life and give up all your money.
To refrain from being over the Avodah Zarah. Again, so we'll get to, in future Shirim, we'll get to how exactly do we know that we're talking about Avodah Zarah. I mean, number one, how do we know from the Braisa? Number two, really more importantly, how does Rav Eliezer know from the Pasuk? How does Rav Eliezer derive from the Pasuk? We have to ace. Based from Avas Hashem, that refers to Avodah Zarah. We'll get to the Maram Chalava, a taste of that, when he's coming to answer that question. We're really focusing on it from a different standpoint, but either way, that's a good big question that we'll push off for now. So there is the Makor from Rav Eliezer for Yehar Layavar for Avodah Zarah. So now the Gemara is going to try to get to the other big three.
So now, from the general rule that we said that you should be over any Avera, but not over the big three, we have now derived one of the big three. Now we're going to try to derive the other two. Gilei Raya Shuchas Damim. So what's there before? Kidrebi, like Rebbe said, Lasanya. Rebbe Omer, Ki Kasher Yakum Ish Al Re'ehu Ritzachon Nefesh Kein L'Davar Hazeh. So just like a person would come and kill his friend, so too this thing is referring to being Anisei Nar Merasa.
It's a hekdesh between the Narmer Rosa and Narmer Tzeach. What's the point of it? What are we learning from it? Two directions.
We see that we keep coming to teach something about Mount Narmer Rosa, and we come to really learn out also something from Narmer Rosa to Ratzeach. Makish Ratzeach Narmer Rosa. Ma Narmer Rosa Nitala Tzil Benasha Ratzeach Nitala Tzil Benasha. It's like you could kill somebody being voted after Narmer Rosa in order to save her, so to somebody being voted after his friend to kill him.
That's
all right.
I didn't get along with the last topic.
Makish Narmer Rosa Ratzeach Ratzeach Yarigo Yabor Avnar Narmer Rosa Tarig Avalo Tavo. Just like Ratzeach is you should rather die, so to Narmer Rosa you should rather die. Ratzeach gufe, you know, and so how do we know that by Ratzeach that you should
rather
die?
If you're learning from Ratzeach to Narmer Rosa, how do you know
you're... Svara, what's a Svara? So, de'ahu de'asa le'kamei de'rabah, de'amar le'i. So, the Svara of the one that came in front of Rabba.
In the context of that, yeah.
Yep. De'amar le'i, he said to Rabba, Amar li mari dorai, zil katle the faunia. So the Goyesha head of my city told me to kill so and so. He loves katle the lach, that'll kill you. Amar le, liktuluch velo tiktol. So you should have him kill you and you should not kill somebody else. Mi yimar de dama di dach sumach tfei. How do you know that your life, that your blood is more red than his blood? So how do you know that your life is more valuable than his, and therefore you can't kill him in order to save yourself?
Again, we'll get back to the details soon. Right, this is the svara known as Maichosis. Right, Maichosis d'damad didach sumak tvei. So here you have basically in the first category of Yehar Vayavor, this is the gimel of Averos Chamuros. We have Avodah Zarah from Avas Hashem, the Rotzeach from the Svara of Maichazis, and the Namurasa from the Hekish to Rotzeach. Again, we'll get back to the details of each of these and the unique the relationship between them, etc., etc. But for now, we're just trying to get the bigger picture of the Ziga. Fine. So far, Adkan is the Har Vayavor for the Gimel of Averos Chamuros. Now the Gemara is about to introduce Yehar Vayavor in two other contexts. Go for it.
Kiezer of Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lo shanu ela shlo b'shat kideras ha-malchus. Aval, b'shat kideras ha-malchus, afilu mitzvah kal yargo al yavar.
Oh, so basically, Yehar Vayavor number two is, call it Shas Hashmad. Yes. Right, in a time of religious persecution, basically for all mitzvahs, you have this Yehar Vayavor.
Yes. Kiezer Rabin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu shlo b'shat kideras ha-malchus, lo amru ela b'tsinah. Aval b'farhesia, afilu mitzvah kal yargo al yavar.
Oh, so right, Harley Albert number three, whenever, basically in the context of Farhesir. So again, Gimel Chamuros, Shas Hashmad, and Farhesir. We're just going to skip a little bit right now. So again, so we have, you know, from the Gemara, these three different categories of Harley Albert. So now, just skipping to Amud Beis, the Gemara asks the famous Kasha Baha Esther Farhesir Hava, Havai. Right, this is where the Gemara is now getting into, right, before we just establish cases of Harley Albert apply. So now the Gemara is about to, you know, famously mention two important exceptions to Harag Vayavor. So the Gemara asks the question.
Let's go on. Yeah. Vahas v'farhesya avai, aye, but Esther was farhesya, and we see that she did it anyway. So this this implies that even farhesya, you're allowed to be over al yareg. Rabbi Esther karka olam haisa. Now Esther was not doing any maisa, and therefore.
So that's one exception. Exception of Karka Olam. We'll get to the details later.
Rabba Amar Hanasa Atzmo Shaydi. Rabba says, now since this is a case where Achashverosh was only doing this for his own Hanan, he wasn't doing it to actually make her be over on a mitzvah, therefore it was Mutter Field of Farasiya.
Oh, fine. So we're gonna stop here. And again, we're going to come today. Oh, actually, we're going to discuss a little bit of Karka Olam and I guess more about Hanasa Atzmo. We're going to see that the factor of Hanas Atzmo, that's just important in that context. Let's just see Rashi Hanas Atzmo. Let's see what the factor of Hanas Atzmo, what does that accomplish?
He doesn't want to take him away from his fear of his year of Hashem.
Right, his intention has nothing to do with religious persecution.
El Hanas Atzmo is Kavin, Shiny. The Ein Kanchel Hashem Leharig Alka.
So it's already clear from Rashi, and we're going to see this in the Rishonim, that the factor of Hanas Atzmo basically neutralizes the factor of Kiddush Hashem. Right? The idea being that, you know, when someone is forcing someone to do an Avera, you know, lahachas to get him to, you know, to be over his religion, to violate his religion, then that's a kiddush, it's a chilul Hashem to give in to that. You basically are saying, oh, I care about my religion less than, you know, than my life. But if the whole hana of the anas, of the persecutor, is just for his own benefit, so then that changes the entire context of the violation of the Avera, and the assumption of all the Rishonim is that that mitigates, that it neutralizes the factor of kiddush Hashem. Fine.
Does anyone hold differently?
What?
Does anyone hold differently?
Not that I know. I don't think anybody disagrees with that analysis. We'll get back to this in a second. Oh. Fine. So again, we just saw three categories of Harlai Yabor, Kimolveros Chamuros, Farhesia, and Shas Hashman, and then we saw two exceptions of Karka Olam and Hanas Atzma. So today, or in today's share, like the issue that I'd like to discuss is the Mechayev of Yehar La'Yavor in the first category, by the Gimel Averos Chamuros. Right? And the question is going to be, what exactly is the Mechayev, what exactly is the factor which is causing a person, is the Mechayev a person to give up his life instead of being over this other. Again, we're going to have to analyze this for Hesia and also separately for Shas Hashmat. But again, right now we're focusing on the Gimel Averos Chamuros. So you're going to see in the Mefarshim that there are two, and this is probably so on Seder, there are two general approaches to the Mechayev of Yehar La'Yavor for the Averos Chamuros. The first approach in the Rishonim, which is referred to as Chomer Ha'Avera, and that is that the reason why you must give up your life is to refrain from violating these three chamur isurim. Again, is to prevent you from violating these objective maisei avero, which are chamuros. And we're going to see an essential assumption of this approach is that these averos apply even b'makom pikuach nefesh. Namely, even though when your life is at stake, and generally the factor of a chai behem, right, a pikuach nefesh, is generally doch yisur. Right? When we say they're able to violate Shabbos, the malkam pikuach nefesh, generally the way it's understood is, again, it's a whole question of chutzah d'chuya, but generally the way it's understood is that the factor of pikuach nefesh, the factor of a chai behem, neutralizes, either towards d'chuya or towards chutzah, neutralizes the avera of Shabbos. So again, within this first approach, that you're saying that the reason why you kill yourself, right, instead of being violating the Isser, right, only reason why we'd ever say that is if we think that even b'makom v'chaybem, even in the context of pikuach nefesh, the factor of v'chaybem does not neutralize these averos chamuros. And the idea is that although v'chaybem neutralizes all other Isserim, because these three are particularly more chamor, that dictates that they are not nitche, they are not neutralized in the face of v'chai behem, in the face of sakanos nefashos. Fine. So again, according to the first approach, it's all because of the chomer ha'aver. So we're going to just go through a number of Rishonim, who some explicitly and some implicitly seem to understand that the mechayev at hand, again, is the chomer ha'aver, in contrast to the alternative approach, which thinks that it's all based on the general value of kiddush Hashem. So the first Rishon, who says this quite explicitly, at least the contrast explicitly, is the Mulchamas. Maybe we can turn to the Mulchamas, you guys saw this morning. Right, again, this is why we read Amud Beis. The Mulchamas is in the context of dealing with the exception of Hanas Atzma. Right? And the question that the Mulchamas and the Baal Mor are dealing with is, what is the scope of this exception of Hanas Atzma? To which cases of Yehara Mayabur is basically the exception of Hanas Atzma apply? And it's very important just to note the context of the Gemara. The context of the Gemara, the Rava introduces this exception of Hanas Atzma in response to a very specific question. Right? What was the question? Ha'Esther Farhesia Havai. Right? The Gemara was specifically asking about the Yehara Mayabur of Farhesia. And therefore, Rabba's response of Hanas Atzma from the Gemara alone, from Rabba alone, you only know that he applies the exception of Hanas Atzma to the Yaharik Vayavor of Farhesia. But we do not know whether Rabba would also apply that exception of Hanas Atzma, let's say, to the first category of Yaharik Vayavor, namely the Yaharik Vayavor of the Averos Chamuros. So that is going to be subject to a Machokes Rishonah. So if you see the Mechamas, he takes a very clear stand on this issue. This is what you saw this morning. He basically says, see Yishma Minah? Anyone have it open? You see it? See your Shema Minah? You read for us?
Okay. Shema Minah Aflanos Atzma Lohut de Mechlola. That it's not like a full, I guess, heter.
Jumped in the middle. Basically, he's talking about the Averos Chamuros, coming to say that basically the Harad Vayavra of Averos Chamuros even applies B'makom Hanas Atzma. Why?
So, Teda Sherei Sholosh Averos Ilu HaChamuros Lo B'nei Kiddush Hashem Nasru, that they were not considered us because of Kiddush Hashem. L'fikach Afal Pisha She'eno Miskad Ma'aviro, even though that the person is not really having a full kavana of, I guess, rebellion, Aser, that it still be Aser. Aval Sher Averos She'nasru
Right, so the basis of Muhammad here is introducing the lamdas we just referenced before, that the factor of Hanas Atzma, the exception of Hanas Atzma, the way it works is by neutralizing the Kiddush Hashem, the Chilul Hashem aspect of the Avera, right? And basically, therefore, the Ramban claims that if you have, and therefore it's limited to the Yahrad Vayavras, which are all about Kiddush Hashem, which he limits to the Yahrad Vayavr of Parhesia and Shas Hashmad. But, says Ramban, since the Yahrad Vayavr by the Averos Chamuros is not based on Kiddush / Chilul Hashem, it doesn't tell you what it is, but presumably the other option is that it's rather based on the Chomer HaAvera. Since the Mechayev is Chomer Avera, the fact of Anas Atzma is not going to have any impact, ki hu zeh, because at the end of the day, what does the intentions of the Anas have on whether or not the person, objectively was over this Avera Chamur? So at the end of the day, according to the Ramban, the way he spells it out is that basically the Hanas Atzma is a very good test case for what the nature of the Mechayev is, and he basically points out that because the nature of the Mechayev, Yahar Vayavor, for Averos Chamuros, is not Kiddush Hashem, rather the Chomer Avera, therefore the exception of Hanas Atzma is not applicable.
Obviously, he would also apply that to Karkolam.
We'll get there. It's not as clear that Karkolam has the same limitation, but. Does he? Does he explicitly say that?
No, but he says, okay. But so, as in the next paragraph, he asks why, he asks why it isn't Esther over Gilar Ayos. He doesn't give the answer to us.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that later. Karkolam. But for now, it's from our perspective, all we care about now is just focusing now on what's the Mechayev of the Harad Vayavra for the Averos Chamuros. So it's clear from the Mechamas that the Mechayev is not Kiddush Hashem, but rather is the Chomer Ha'aver. So the other Shita is even more Mefurish. Again, Mechamas is Mefurish of what it's not, doesn't tell you what it is. So the Rishon, who says not only what it's not, but also what it is Rabbeinu David. Again, this Rabbeinu David is quoted in the Chidushei Aran, in Sanhedrin Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Again, this is another context in the Masechta, which is dealing with being Oved Avodah Zarah Me'aver Me'ira. Again, we'll potentially touch on that in later aspects of the Sugya. But basically, what Rabbeinu David and the Chidushei Aran are dealing with is another very important topic, which we'll get to probably next year, is what happens if a person, again, we know L'chatzchila by the Averos Chamuros, a person, or by all the examples of Yahrad Vayavor, a person L'chatzchila is supposed to be Yahrad Vayavor, supposed to give up their life, but what happens if in a case where a person is M'chuyav L'chatzchila to the Yahrad Vayavor was over the Aver? The big question is that person Chayav Misa? So again, like Anas Atzma, this factor of Chiyav Misa B'di'eved also becomes a very good test case for what you thought the Mechayev of Yahrad Vayavor was to begin with. Outside, we're going to get to this in more details later, is that the reason why it's a good test case is if you think that the Mechayev of Yahrad Vayavor is just Kiddush Hashem, and as you pointed out, as we'll see in a moment, if you think the Mechayev is Kiddush Hashem, it could be that you think that Mechayevim is Doche the Avera Chamur itself. So therefore, from the perspective of the Avera Chamur, it's Nidchen, right? It's not there. The only factor at play is Kiddush Hashem. So therefore, Kiddush Hashem is not a capital crime. According to that approach, the only thing you are over is the mitzvah / lav of Kiddush / Chilul Hashem. But Chilul Hashem is not a capital crime. You're not put to death for that. So if you take the Kiddush Hashem approach, there shouldn't be a Chiyav Misa B'di'eved. But if you take first approach, that the Mechayev of Yahrad Vayavor, at least by the Averos Chamuros, is not Kiddush Hashem, but rather the Chomer Avera themselves, and the Chiddush is that even B'makom Pikuach Nefesh, even B'makom B'chayev Behem, the Avera Chamura at hand is not Nitzcheh, it's still Chayev Kayam. So then, when you're over, you basically violated a capital crime, right? You're over Ritzicha, you're over Gil Arayos, you're over Avodah Zarah. So again, there's another factor at hand of Ones, we'll get to that next time, but just from the perspective of what Avera you violated, again, whether you hold that the Machayev is the actual Avera Chamura, or you think it's just a side factor of Kiddush Hashem, will play an important role in this issue of Chiyav Misa B'dieved. And in this context, Rabbeinu David explicitly formulates that the tzad to apply a Chiyav Misa to a person who violates the Gimel Averos Chamuros when he should have been Yehari Vayavur, is the reason why there should be a Chiyav Misa is because the Mechayev of the Yehari Vayavur is the Averos, is the Chomer HaIsser, which means that the Averos itself, which is a capital crime, still applies even Malkam Pikuach Nefesh. And this is the Lashon of Rabbeinu David itself. So Rabbeinu David is Mechalek, he says, Chalek ben Ilu HaGimel Averos Ubein Shar Mitzvos. Again, the Rabbeinu David is Mechalek between the different categories of Yehari Vayavur, right? On the one hand, you have the Gimel Chavur, the Gimel Chamuros. On the other hand, you have the other ones of Shas Hashmad and Farhesya, which is going to distinguish between. So the Bishar Mitzvos, when it comes to Shar Mitzvos, Makom Farhesya, or Bishas Hashmad, Hu Mishum Ase De Vinikdashti, it's all about Kiddush Hashem. Ulefichach Eima Misin Alea B'Farhesya or Bishas Egzera. There is no Chiyav Misa B'Diyavet, because at the end of the day, being over the Isra of Chilul Hashem is not a capital crime. Aval Be'ilu Gil Mahal Gimel Averos, key line, Shehem Machmas Chomer Atzman, when it comes to the Yehari Vayavur, for the Averos Chamuros, it's because of the Chomer HaIsser, it's because we think that these Averos Chamuros still apply B'malkom Pikuach Nefesh, therefore, Emelchad, Tafilu Ba'ones, Yemisu Abezin Im Hasurba. Even though it's a case of Ones, which is an additional assumption that we basically, the Tur Ones is suspended, we still put this person together, put this person to death because he was over, he violated a capital crime. So again, like Machamis, the Rabbeinu David says that the Har Vayavar for the Averos Chamuros is not Chilul Hashem, but rather it is Chomer HaAvera. Fine, those are the two explicit Rishonim. Yeah? Yes, the reason why it's not as mefurish is because exactly we're gonna see the Maram Chalava, who again says, oh, because of the Chomer, that is a reason to apply Kiddush Hashem. So again, so it's just because you apply, but here it clearly is contrasting. It's not Mishum Chilul Hashem, it's rather Mishum Chomer.
But then spells out like Chomer each one, meaning not.
We have to see what his test, what he says about the test cases of Hanas Atzmo and the test case of Chiyamisa B'dieved, that would be even clearer. Because again, without that, you never know whether the Chomer is a simen to the Chilul Hashem. I'll get back to you.
Do we say that if you're being tortured, then you can be over the Avodah
Zarah? Oh, that's a very good question. Yeah, that's a Tosos in Avodah Zarah brings up that issue. And basically, there's a tzad that perhaps torture is worse than death. That's its own topic. That's a very good question. Yeah?
So, we said that according to a tzad, that Givotz Chaburos has an extra measure of Chilul Hashem, and therefore, he would not be Chayav Misa because Chilul Hashem is the capital of crime. But if you explain that maybe the entire issue of the Gimel Mitzvah Chamuros is just a humongous Chilul Hashem, maybe that's really the problem.
No, but that is to compel you not to be over, not to be Mechal Hashem. But once you did that, then the question is, I mean, you're only going to put someone to death whether he violated a capital crime.
Maybe the capital crime is to be over that level of Chilul Hashem.
Okay, so the assumption of the Rishonim is not that way. The assumption of the Rishonim is that, meaning a factor of Chilul Hashem might compel you to give up your life, but in a day, that factor, because it's not a capital crime, it's not going to make you basically Chayav Misa B'dieved. That's the assumption. We'll get to that topic again next time. We're just now just looking at some of these different topics as they relate to just the Ikur Mechayev. Oh. So now, going on to two Rishonim who seem to hold a line with the Chomer Avir approach, but again, less. These following two Rishonim are implicit, not as explicit as the first two. Oh. So the third Rishon we're going to be dealing with is the Shita of the Rivam, which is quoted in Tosos Ayin Dalet on the base. Right. So if you look, again, we'll probably do this one. We'll do it inside or outside. We'll do this one outside. this is a little long and touches other issues, but we'll get back to it. Basically, Tosfos and Ayin Daled Amud Beis is dealing with the question which we sort of hinted to earlier, right? The Gemara asks, in the context of Esther, basically, the Gemara is asking, why wasn't she over Yehari Lai? I mean, wasn't Esther's case a case of Yehari Lai Avor? Right? But the issue that a lot of Rishonim grapple with is, why does the Gemara only cite the factor of Farhesser? There seems to be another factor, assuming that she was married, again, that's up for discussion, but assuming that she was married to Mordechai based on the Gemara and Megillah, not only was there a factor of Farhesia, there should also have been a factor of Gila Raios. So the, I mean, not only is the Farhesia aspect should have compelled her to be Yehari Layavur, also the factor of Gila Raios, because we pointed out that Gimel and Eros Chamurus themselves are also Mechayev Yehari Layavur. So that's the question that all the Rishonim are dealing with. So again, Tosfos has two answers to that question. First answer is that no, there's no Gila Raios by Bias Akum, we'll get to that later. And the second answer is that the basically the Gemara, even in the Havamina, knew of the factor, the exception of Karkol. So therefore, according to Tosfos, in the second answer, is the day of Rivam, right? The Gemara obviously knew about the factor of Gila Raios, but wasn't bothered by it because it knew for sure that the heter of Karka Olam applied to the Yehar Vayavar of Gila Raios. The Chiddush of the Gemara is that, oh, but what do you mean? What about Farhesia? And the Havamina of the Gemara is that Karka Olam should not be an exception for the Mechayev of Farhesia. And Kamashmua, no, even by Farhesia, even by the factor of Chil Hashem, Karka Olam is also a mitigating factor. So basically what comes out of Tosfos is that, again, just structurally what's going on, is that Karka Olam for sure applies to the Yehari Vayavar of Gila Raios. The Chiddush is that it even applies to the factor of Chil Hashem by Farhesia. So what's clear from Tosfos is that, again, if you thought that the Mechayev of Gila Raios and all the Gimel Chamuros were also the factor of Kiddush Hashem, so again, this whole Tosfos wouldn't make any sense. Because if Tosfos is clearly saying that the Karka Olam in Tosfos' mind was more readily applicable to the Yehar Vayavar of Gila Raios than it was to the Yehar Vayavar based on Chil Hashem of Farhesia. So it's clear, according to Tosfos, that Tosfos felt that while the factor of Chil Hashem is the Mechayev of Yehar Vayavar for Farhesia, that clearly was not the Mechayev of Yehar Vayavar for Arayos. Because again, if it was also the Mechayev of Yehar Vayavar for Arayos, then the same Havamina to not apply Karka Olam to Farhesia, to Chil Hashem, would also then apply to Arayos. So it's clear, more implicit, from Tosfos, from the Shita of Rivam, that they think that the Mechayev of Yehar Vayavar for Arayos is different and is not Mishum Chil Hashem like the Yehar Vayavar for Farhesia.
Yeah, but Hashem, so.
Yeah, but if you look at Nim, maybe we should have done the Lashon of Tosfos. The last line of Tosfos. The last applicable line. You see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six lines down from the really wide lines. It says Avola Inyan. Towards the end of the line. Last word of the line is Farhesia. So again, I think the basic implication is it doesn't say Rebuy Chil Hashem. It sounds like when it comes to Farhesia, which is Mishum Chil Hashem, this other factor, right, the implication is that the original, you know, Yehar Vayavar of Arayos was not Mishum Chil Hashem. So again, that's a good point. Structurally, you could have said it at different levels of Chil Hashem, but again, the Lashon and Tosfos seems to imply that Dafka, the Yehar Vayavar of Farhesia, is Mishum Chil Hashem, implication being that the Yehar Vayavar of the Eros Chamuros is not Mishum Chil Hashem, and again, would work out with this approach, that's Mishum Chomer Ha'iser.
Two things. First of all, according... Even if you want to say that we're talking about different dargos of Chil Hashem,
yeah,
you still shouldn't need both factors. Whichever factor gets rid of the biggest darga of Chil Hashem.
No, the point is that maybe Gemara knew that Karka Olam got rid of the lower level Chil Hashem. The Chiddush is, it even gets rid of the Farhesia level
Then why would Rabba need Karka Olam?
That's his point. The Chiddush of Karka Olam, that it even applies to the higher level of Chil Hashem.
You think you need Tzira for Tzira?
No. Chil Hashem is the Mechayev.
Yes.
Karka Olam is the exception.
Okay.
The question is, when does the exception of Karka Olam apply? Right? So Tosas is assuming that it was Pashat that Karka Olam as an exception applied to Arayos. The Chiddush is that it even applies to Karka Olam. To Farhesia.
That's one point of Abaye.
Rabba would need
Karka Olam to get rid of the problem of being Arayos, but then would also need the problem of, but then also need Hadassah Asma to get rid of.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Was that point number one?
Yeah, but if that's wrong, then I don't know.
Okay. Well, we can discuss it after. I don't think so. But, fine. So again, so far we've seen, right, the Machamis in the context of Hanas Atzma, Rabbeinu David in the context of B'di'evin, Chiyav Misa, and the Rivam in the context of the application of Karka Olam, again, all seemingly taking this approach that the Mechayev of a Hari Layavar for the Gimel of Eros Chamurus is not Kiddush Hashem, but rather Chomer Isra. And against the last Rishon, he seems to fit into this group.
Yeah. So how do you see from the fact that the Chiddush by, we might not have thought to apply Karka Olam, but how do you see it?
Yeah, just the Lashon Tosas especially seems to imply that the Chiddush of Karka Olam by Farhesia is because Farhesia is Mishum Chil Hashem. And the Chiddush of Abaye is that the factor of Karka Olam can even mitigate the problem of Chil Hashem. The implication seems to be that whatever factor is the factor behind the Har Vayavar of Arayos was not Chil Hashem, and that's why it was Pashat that Karka Olam applied. Again, according to our analysis, what's going on is that because if you think that the Mechayev of Arayos is Chomer HaIsser, and Karka Olam, you're saying you're Sheva Taisa, you didn't do the Isser. So Tosas is basically saying, from the perspective of Chomer HaIsser, as long as you didn't violate it, because you were completely Karka Olam, that's not a problem. But Chil Hashem, there it's not whether whether you technically violated the Isser, and there, from which perspective you could say, oh, as long as you didn't do it, you weren't active, you were just completely shape-altized, not a problem. But if the problem is the perception of the Chil Hashem, so perhaps it doesn't matter what role you played. It doesn't matter you were Karka Olam. At the end of the day, there's a perception that you were being over the Isser, you would perhaps the factor, the exception of Karka Olam wouldn't apply. Mashmalan, no, Karka Olam even impacts the perception, even impacts the Chil Hashem. But again, the presentation of Tosas seems to imply that while the Har Vayavor of the Farhesia was Chil Hashem, the Har Vayavor for the Arayos was not Chil Hashem. Oh. So the last Rishon who seems to take this approach that, right, the Har Vayavor of Averus Chamurus are not Chil Hashem is the Iran, right? The Iran that we made a photocopy of, or Bar Ilan, is right. We're not going to read it inside, but basically, if you look very closely at the Urayim, right, the Urayim is the context of the Urayim is the mitzvah of Chil Hashem, and it's fascinating that which Yehar Vayavurs does the Urayim cite in this context? Only the Yehar Vayavurs for Farhesia and Shas Hashmad. He omits the Yehar Vayavur of the Gimel of Eres Chamurus and rather places them in mitz in Simen Reish Ayin, right? And rather Reish Ayin in the context of the Avera of Avodah Zarah. So again, and we'll see, especially in contrast to the Rambam, who when he discusses the mitzvah of Chil Hashem puts them all together, the contrast seems to imply that according to the Ram, while the Yehar Vayavor for Shmad and Farhesia are Mishum Chil Hashem and therefore belong in the context of a mitzvah doing with Chil Hashem, the Har Vayavar for the Averus Chamurus are not Mishum Chil Hashem and therefore they don't belong here, they rather belong in the mitzvah dealing with the particular Avera, for example, of Avodah Zarah. So again, if you take the Chumra Avera approach, again, it makes sense. Because of the Chumra Ha'isra of Avodah Zarah, right, because of the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, that itself is Mechai Vayar Vayavar, and therefore it makes sense why the Urayim, who places the Har Vayavar of the Averus Chamurus in the context of the specific Averus, would align it not with the Chil Hashem approach, but rather with the approach of things that the Mechayev itself are the Averus themselves. So again, you have these four Rishonim, Ramban, Rabbeinu David, Rivam and Tosos, and the Urayim, all seemingly accepting this first approach of Chomer HaAvera. So the second approach in this, I guess you can really tell from the contrast, is that the Mechayev is not the specific Averos, but rather the Mechayev is the factor of Chil Hashem. And according to this Shita, again, the Mechayev is not the technical violation of the Avera, but rather the perception of being over the Avera, which then, you know, creates an issue of Chil Hashem. And again, as we pointed out before in the context of Rabbeinu David, this approach, which thinks that the Mechayev is Chil Hashem, may very well think that there is no Avera at all. They might think that the factor of Pikuach Nefesh, the factor of Vechaibam, was Doche the Avera Chamura. Basically, because according to this approach, it could be that Vechaibam is Doche all mitzvos, right? And therefore, from the perspective of whether you look back and say, oh, let's say he was Aver v'lo Nerog. Did he violate Avodah Zarah? Did he violate Gilarias? Did he violate Ritzicha? It could be no, according to this approach, because those three Averas were Nidches, Mishum Pikuach Nefesh. Oh, once the Avera is not there, so then what is Mechayev? Oh, the Mechayev is Yehareg. Sorry, the Mechayev of Yehareg Vayavor is this factor of Chil Hashem. Fine. So now, in terms of Mefarshim, we'll accept this approach. The Mechayev is Chil Hashem. We're going through a number of Rishonim, the most prominent of which is the Rambam. It's very clear from the Rambam in a number of different places that he thinks that the or a Mechayev of Yehareg Vayavor is this factor of Chil Hashem. So now going through just a number of different Rambams, we're going to have to speed this up because we're going a little slower than expected. But first context is the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, right? The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Lo Sase, Samach Gimel. So here, as we referenced before, the Rambam here, in the context of discussing the mitzvah of Chil Hashem, and the Avera of, more particularly, the Lo Sase of Chil Hashem, basically mentions the Har Vayavar of not only Shmad and Farhesya, but also mentions the Har Vayavar of the Averas Chamuros. Implication being that the Mechayev of even the Averas Chamuros is also this factor of Chil Hashem. Again, in stark contrast to the Urayim's presentation, where he specifically omits the Har Vayavar of the Averas Chamuros from his discussion of Chil Hashem, the Rambam specifically puts the Har Vayavar of the Averas Chamuros within his discussion of the mitzvah of Chil Hashem, again, because according to the Rambam, the factor of Chil Hashem is Mechayev of the Har Vayavar even by the Averas Chamuros. That's Rambam number one. Rambam number two is Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah. Right, in Perek Hey, in Yisodei HaTorah, it's clear from a number of Rambams here that the Mechayev of Yahar Vayavor is a factor of Chil Hashem. Do people have Rambams? It's important just to see a number of these Rambams. I have it, so just for you guys. I'll read it aloud, and both of you guys saw it inside. Basically, starting with Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph. It's important to note the context of this entire parak is the mitzvah of Chil Hashem. So it's clear that the Rambam is framing this mitzvah of Yehareg Vayavor within the context of Chil and Kiddush Hashem. So starting with this Rambam in Hey Aleph, a number of important factors coming out of this. So the Rambam starts off. You want to go for it, Mashi?
All bases are all is mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem, great name. Shemar was got the dash of self in Israel. Usarim and they weren't. Shalul Chalo, they shouldn't also profane Hashem's name. Shemar, Losa Chalo Shem Kishi. So I guess it's kind of just a positive and negative.
Exactly. An essay and a love in both directions, Kiddush and Chal Hashem.
Okay, so how does one do against Hashem and not Chal Hashem? The Shah Shiyam Bogoy, the honest Israel, Avor al Achas, we call mitzvahs from Mos Batorah. Oh, you're going to be Avor, Vloy Arik. So what do you do? The Alchash should be, you should kill your, give, you should make up your life. You have a choice, so you do. Don't get killed.
There's a Shar Mitzvahs.
Right. Shemar Mitzvahs Asher.
So Yavor Val Yehorik.
Right. Shemar Mitzvahs Asher Yase Osam Adam Mechaybehem Fulishem Osbem. That's a drasha.
Exactly.
The Meis Lo Avar is a Mechaybehem Asher.
Okay. Which is an important idea. Again, it's not a Rishus that you can live. There's no Chiyav to give up your life. No, there's a Chiyav to be over the Avera and to continue living. The Chayban is not, again, it's not a Rishus, it's rather a Chiyav, which is important. Therefore, if you killed yourself, Shalom Gedin, you're Mischayav Benafsha. Whatever that exactly means, that you're guilty for having killed yourself inappropriately. But again, we'll get back to this in a moment. It's actually very interesting that the Rambam's first example of the Kiddush and the Chil Hashem is not the Yehareg Vayavor, but rather it's the Yavor, Al Yehareg. That's important. We'll get back to that in a moment.
Okay. The three big ones, Ilu, Im Yomar Lo, Avarva, Achas Mehem, Otiharig, Yiharig, Vayavor. So again, he's going, we don't know, I guess Mechayev is based on, I guess based on the beginning of
Exactly. So it's very clear from this Rambam alone that again he's framing these mitzvos of Yehari Bayavor in terms of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. Again, very much Lashitaso to Sefer Mitzvos, where he puts this within the context of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. Just 3 points from this first Rambam before we go on to other Rambams in this parak. Number one is the context, as we've been saying. Again, the context is very clear. This whole parak is dealing with Chilul and Kiddush Hashem. Again, very telling in light of the Rambam's general approach. It's just interesting, right, to note that the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Tzadi Tes is very bothered by the Rambam's placement and says, why would the Rambam put these halachos in the context of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem? He says it's clear that, right, Svinov argues, it's clear that the Kiddush, the factor of Chilul Hashem, is limited to Farhesia. So why in the world did the Rambam ever apply Chilul Hashem to cases, to the Averos Chamuros, which were even violated Bitzinah? And what's his proof that Farhesia, that Kiddush Hashem is limited to Farhesia? He says, oh, look, Rabbi Yishmael. He says, look, if you look at Rabbi Yishmael, right, who doesn't even apply Har Vayavor at all to Avodah Zarah, it's clear from Rabbi Yishmael that when Yishmael says, oh, first, that the din of Yavor Vayeharig applies to Avodah Zarah, and he says, oh, Yachol Afilu Farhesia, maybe you're even supposed to violate Avodah Zarah Farhesia. He says, no, Tamalor Lo Sechal Lo Shem Kadashi V'Nikdashti. Right, there's mitzvah Chilul Hashem. So Minchas Chinuch says, basically, mi de Rabbi Yishmael, and the fact that Rabbi Yishmael clearly limits the factor of Chilul Hashem to cases of Farhesia, he says, even we who paskin that there's a Yarag Vayavar for Avodah Zarah, we still agree with that notion that Kiddush Hashem is limited to Farhesia. So that's a Minchas Chinuch's point. But again, the very easy answer is that perhaps that's only Rabbi Yishmael. But once we reject Rabbi Yishmael and think that Yehari Vayavar even applies to Avodah Zarah Bitzinah, because it could be it's a new, more expansive understanding of Chilul Hashem as even applying Bitzinah. And that's why, Gufa, we apply Yehari Vayavar to Avodah Zarah Bitzinah, because we think that even Avodah Zarah Bitzinah is a manifestation of Chilul Hashem. Again. And it's important, just once we're dealing, you know, with the, you know, the placement of halachos, in fact, it's very telling that Rambam places this dinam of Yehari Vayavar in the context of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. It's interesting to contrast the Rambam's placement with that of the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Shulchan Aruch, like the Yerayim, places the dinam of Yehari Vayavar in the context of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hilchos Avodah Zkachah. But, which is important to note, and there's a point that my father always quotes from Dr. Grach. Dr. Grach always points out, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, that, to be clear, is that you can only be medayik, really, the kachadiyah, from a placement of, let's say, of the Rambam, is only when there was a good alternative. Right? When there's a good alternative and he didn't pick what, you know, seemingly would have been the most natural placement, and he puts it in a different place, oh, he could be medayik in, you know, that alternative placement. But, so in light of that, it's important to note that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have a Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. So again, while the deal we made in the Urim is, I think, is very telling, because the Urim, again, had a discussion of Kiddush Hashem and yet decided to place Yehari Vayavar with the Gimel Chamuros in the context of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in the midst of Avodah Zarah, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't have that alternative, again, the Koach HaDiyuk is minimized. That's just how Aruch. My follow-up with the Shulchan Aruch, but just important to note that it's not so strong. What? Fine. That's just an important methodology. Really, to get to that methodology point. In terms of whenever you're medayik in a placement, you have to understand whether there was an alternative placement.
How is the idea good all then?
Okay, very good. You like the methodology.
It helps us for the Rambam. That shows us, highlights the Rambam. I'm sure it's put it in Hilchos
Avodah Zarah. No, for sure, yeah. Yeah, it's more of a contrast to the Rambam, less telling for the Shulchan Aruch himself. For sure. Again, the Rambam is a good example where he had the alternative and yet he picked Avodah Zarah. So again, the second point in this Rambam, as we already referenced when we were reading it, is that the fact that the Rambam's first example of a chilul slash kiddush Hashem is to be yavor v'al yehareg by shar mitzvos. And the big question is, what exactly is a kiddush Hashem there? So supposedly this is the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik has an article in Zichron Harav where he picks up on this diuk. And Rav Soloveitchik says that the so again, the question being, what is the Kiddush Hashem about, you know, about violating the Avera? So the way the Rav Soloveitchik says it is that by violating the Avera and living, that will enable you to perform more Kiddush Hashem throughout the rest of your life. So, and, you know, in the model of, you know, Chalel Shabbos Achaz, Kidei Sheyishmor Shabbos Hazharba. You know, you're doing, this is really a Hechshir. So again, according to the Revival Soloveitchik, meaning this is an example of Kiddush Hashem, not because, you know, actually violating the Avera is a Kiddush Hashem, but rather that's a Hechshir for a Kiddush Hashem by living a life on Kiddush Hashem. Be able to do other Kiddush Hashem. My father-in-law suggests an alternative, that it's possible that perhaps the statement basically upholding Kedushas HaChayim itself is a Kedush Hashem. So it's not that, oh, you know, saving yourself is a hechsher for a potential Kedush Hashem later on. That itself, to basically uphold Kedushas HaChayim by, you know, upholding, you know, the sanctity of life, which in this context even entails being over in Shar Mitzvos, that itself is a form of Kiddush Hashem. Again, just two explanations of what is the Kiddush Hashem associated with violating the Avera. By living, again, is the living a Hechsher for later Kiddush Hashem, or is the living the Kiddush Hashem itself a Kiddush Hashem?
This doesn't really explain why it comes first.
So the question, I guess, should have rather been formulated in terms of, is this really an example of Kiddush Hashem? This is really more the exception to Kiddush Hashem. So I guess by saying that it comes first, it's clear in the presentation that this is an example of Kiddush Hashem. Then the question really is, what exactly is the Kiddush Hashem? Is it a Hechsher related Kiddush Hashem, or is that in and of itself Kiddush Hashem?
Yeah, how's life, meaning life is a Kiddush Hashem, then, so how's the line drawn between the big three and the other mitzvahs?
We'll get to that later in terms of why exactly we draw the line in that way.
Okay, I think as opposed to Rav Aaron Pshat, Rav Yitzchak Pshat, he has more reason to put it first.
Exactly. Because in this context, if you're weighing, what we're saying now is it's a pressure counter pressure. On the one hand, you have Kedushas HaChayim, on the other hand, you have Averus. The question is, you know, in this pressure counter pressure, what is, you know, which value is going to advance, you know, the factor of Kiddush Hashem in the best way? So, right, the calculation of the Torah is that when it comes the chilek between Shar Mitzvos and Gimel Chamuros. In the context of Shar Mitzvos, calculation is that the biggest expression of Kiddush Hashem is Kiddushas HaChayim. While in the context of the Gimel Chamuros, because of their Chomer, because of the specific, you know, the heightened level of Chilul Hashem associated with their violation, in that context, the value of, you know, the Chomer, the Kiddush, the Chilul Hashem associated with their violation trumps the factor of Kiddushas HaChayim. So again, it's an all internal, you know, evaluation, calculation of what best advances this overall value of Kiddush Hashem. So the last ha'ara just within this Rambam is really to contrast this Rambam with the last Rambam, which I should have told you to see, which is in Hey Yud Aleph, which is the last Rambam here. We'll just have Yud Aleph on reading it.
Yeah.
And just sorry, before you start at the beginning, it's very important that, as Marshi read, the beginning of the first Rambam is Metuva Kol Beis Yisrael. Every member of Yisrael is mitzvah in these dinim of Yehara Vayavor and Yavor Valye Harik. To become contrasted with this other Rambam in the last halacha in this parak of dealing with the Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. Go for it.
Kiddush Dvarim Acherim Shehim B'Bachav Chilul Hashem B'Husha Yasa Adam Gadol B'Tor B'Mefarin same first and Bahasidas and Dwaram Shah Abrios Miranos Afro Bashvilan.
Stop here. So what is he saying?
So
he didn't give examples yet, but
someone who's very well known.
Basically a subject to the following Chalasha. Basically, you already see the contrast, is subject to the following, you know, shouldn't do the following things, which are Mechal Shem Shemayim.
Bava Bisha
in a averos, so they're not averos. I raise that. Kol asasham, the soul of asasham, could go into the local in a milsim the mehalakach. The other, if you buy something and you don't pay right away, who yeshlo the nimtu hamokrim klim who. Keep him to, and when he has money, and they ask for money, and he says no.
Exactly. I think there's a continuation. The first example, when he buys something, he has cash, right? And his bread of cash. But yeah, he says, I'll take it on credit. I'm not going to pay until later. And I'll let him have cover credit.
Osha yerba bespoke, or the achila shtia itzel ame aretz ubineyam osha ein. Diburo, benafas im habrius, beino matbilan sever yapos. So he doesn't talk to people nicely, treat people nicely. All about katata the cats. He gets very angry.
Exactly. So basically, all these different factors, about not paying on credit. Basically, what we call like personal etiquette. Basically, behaving as a match, which is an interesting contrast. Hey Aleph, everything's about code based Israel, each individual. My father pointed this out. It's an interesting contrast to the end, where seems to be less extreme, just behave in a menschlich way. That's only by an Adam Gadol. The question is, why exactly is that? So if you ask me, I think one way to take it is just that because Hey Aleph is dealing with strict halachos, me'ikra din. Right, there's a chiyuv. You have to do this. You have to give up your life in certain circumstances, and you have to specifically be over the avera in other circumstances, because it's like me'ikar din. Therefore, it applies to every single individual. But here, we're not dealing. What the Rambam says, we're not dealing with strict averos. It's rather, perhaps, that it's only like these things are only mechal shem shemayim when they're done by an adam gadol. Again, Adam Gadol is held to a higher standard, and therefore if he does these things which are not technical averos, but again, are not befitting of a person of such stature, so therefore for him, that is a Chilul Hashem. So again, if you ask me, the difference between Hey Aleph and Hey Yud Aleph is just that, Hey Aleph is, strict halachos, never applies to everybody. Hey Yud Aleph, it's only for an Adam Gadol, only an Adam Gadol is, held to a higher standard, and therefore if he does these certain things, these non-menschlich things, that he's going to be Mechal Hashem Shemayim. That's one approach. The second approach, I think my father-in-law suggested, which is like a very interesting idea, is that assuming that really this factor of Chilul Hashem and Hey Yud Aleph applies to everybody. That's what he's assuming. So again, so it applies to everybody. So why are we saying the higher, the more difficult Chilul Hashem and Hey Aleph, that applies to everybody, but seemingly the less difficult Chilul Hashem and Hey Yud Aleph, again, which does apply to everybody, only, we're only assuming that the Adam Gadol is going to be able to, perform this. He pointed out that it's an interesting, idea that sometimes when it comes to, life-defining challenges, in a certain sense, it could be even easier. When you know that the spotlight is on you and this is going to define your life, from a certain perspective, perhaps it's even easier to realize, okay, this is my time to shine. It's only, and therefore that's kol beis Yisrael. Masha'in came, when it comes to Hey Yud Aleph, it's about the day in and day out, the manner in which you live your life, and it's from a certain perspective, ironically, it's even more difficult, and therefore only the Adam Gadol is held to that higher standard. Interesting idea, and again, with this, when I heard this room, it reminded me of Rabbeinu Yonah in Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel, where the Rabbeinu Yonah famously says that Avram Avinu's ultimate tenth and ultimate test was not the Akedah, but rather was dealing with Ephraim Achiti. And the idea is that, again, from a certain perspective, of course, the Akedah was harder, but from another perspective, Abram knew that this was his life-defining challenge. The spotlight was on, and this is where he needed to shine. From a certain perspective, that was easier because he knew the spotlight was on. Hashem came dealing with Ephron Achiti, where he thinks that, I just proved myself, and now there's an everyday, interaction with a person who is, a dishonest individual. From a certain perspective, that is actually even more difficult, and therefore that is the 10th and ultimate test. Again, which would align with this understanding of the Kol Beis Yisrael by the life-defining challenge that only the Adam Gadol is held to the higher standard when it comes to, you know, the challenges of living in everyday life in this manner. Okay, fine. Pay for it. Okay, so back to the Rambam, different Rambams, which clearly, you know, prove that he's taking this Chil Hashem approach. Again, if you don't mind, we're just going to finish, because you know, only 5 minutes, I'll speak to you afterwards. So the Rambam again in Hey Dalid, again, we're not discussing the L'chatchila to be Har Layavor, it's explaining what happens if, you know, when you make your choice. But the Eved, again, the Rambam frames everything in terms of Kiddush and Chil Hashem. Very quickly, it says, Echol mi shenemar bo Yehar Layavor, v'nera v'lo avar, again, where you're supposed to be Har Layavor and you end up killing yourself, how is that Kiddush es Hashem? Again, the value is Kiddush Hashem. And the opposite, oh, sorry, again, if Hayah ba'asar miyisrael, how is that Kiddush Hashem? The Rambam, again, if you, this is over Rambam, then you have like a greater Kiddush Hashem. In the opposite direction, Chol mi shenemar bo Yehar Layavor, v'avar v'lo nerog, if you didn't listen, then how is that Mechal es Hashem? Again, the Rambam is saying the problem of not listening to the mandate of Yehar Layavor is this problem of Chil Hashem. Oh. And fourth Rambam is in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chav Halacha Beis. Again, when the Rambam is discussing someone who violated Yehar Layavor, so again, the way he formulates it is as follows. Again, is in terms of Chil Hashem. He says, "V'afal pi shahayav mitzuva sheyahar vayavor." Even though this person should have been yahar vayavor, and afal pi shachil es Hashem. Again, he's mechal shem shamayim. Who anos in an eruk? Again, we'll get back to that topic. Why there's no chiyav miso, etc. But again, the Rambam in all these different places, Sefer Hamitzvos, Hey Aleph, Hey Dalet, Sanhedrin Chaf. Beis, in all his context, is framing the issue of Yehar Vayavor in terms of Kiddush Hashem. Again, in line with this second approach, that the Mechayev is Yahari, Mechayev, Yahari Vayavor, by the Averus Chamurus, is Kiddush Hashem, just like by Farhesia, and perhaps just like by Shmat. Just two other Rishonim will also seemingly take this approach of Chil Hashem to the Yehar Vayavor, the Averus Chamurus, is number one. Is, in addition to the Rambam, is the Baal Amor. Again, we don't have time to read this inside. Basically, the Baal Amor, again, who Mechamas that we read earlier was coming against, Baal Amor applies the exception of Anas Atzmo even to the Averus Chamurus. It says, basically, there's no difference between the Anas Atzmo applying by Farhesia and Shas HaShmad, and it also applying to the Averus Chamurus. Right? Again, it was in this context, Mechamas says, what are you talking about? Hanas Atzma only applies to Yehar Vayavor, which are based on Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, says the Muhammad, since I think the Yehar Vayavor by the Averus Chamurus is not Kiddush Hashem, therefore the Ptur of Hanas Atzma shouldn't apply to the Yehar Vayavor of the Averus Chamurus. But Bepashas, the Baal Amor, is going to respond and say, I agree with your Lundus. I agree completely that the Hanas Atzma as a factor only applies when the Mechayev is Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. But, I will argue, the Baal Amor will likely respond, I think that the Mechayev of the Har Layavor for even the Averus Chamuros is Kiddush Hashem. And that's why the exception of Hanas Atzmal even applies to the Har Layavor of the Averus Chamuros. Again, so in addition to the Rambam, you have the Baal Amor. And now the last one we're going to discuss is this Maram Chalava. In our last 30 seconds. So where the Maram Chalava is addressing the issue that we referenced before. We pointed out that the Gemara just assumes that the Pasuk of Vihafta, of Avas Hashem, tells you about Avodah Zarah. And the question that all we should deal with is, how would you get Avodah Zarah from Avas Hashem? So, dealing right now, jumping to the Maram Chalava's second answer, he says, Inami, that's on the sheet. It says, Inami, Kivan Dechsev V'chai. Basically, you have two opposing pesukim. On the one hand, you have a Chai Behem, saying they should always live life and be over the Averos. On the other hand, you have Ksiv Lo Sechalo. You have the factor of Chil Hashem. So how do you resolve this, Dira? So Maram Chalava says, Shadina Lo Sechalo, the factor of Kiddush Hashem, Achomer Shebehen Shehin Shlosh Eila. You put the factor of Chil Hashem on all three Averos Chamurus. So again, if you think about it, what's going on is, Maram Chalava is saying, we'll get back to some of the details here, but it's basically saying that the fact of Lo Sechalu, the Mechayev of basically these Shlosh Elo, these Averos Chamuros, is the fact of Lo Sechalu, the factor of Chil Hashem. So again, we have the Rambam, Baal Amor, and Maram Chalava, and again, this Meiri in Magen Avos, again, is quoted in Magen Avos, Inyan Yotes, you know, couldn't find it. Doesn't Bar Ilan doesn't have it, obviously we don't have the base Spanish. And here we also, all four of these Rishonim are accepting this alternative approach that the Mechayev is not the Chomer Isser, but rather the factor of Chilul Hashem. So we'll stop here and we'll finish on Sunday.